From the beautiful bandstand room in Radio City, New York, the National Broadcasting Company presents the NBC Bandstand. This morning in the bandstand room, it's the music of Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra, The Four Lads, special guest Betty Madigan, and later in the second hour of the big NBC Bandstand show, we'll say hello to Art Mooney and his fine orchestra. Right now, here's your host, good morning, Bert Parks.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, you heard what the man said. This is the show that sends you the best bands in the land live. And to show you what we mean is Ralph Flanagan and company with their unique arrangement of The Swan. You folks remember that wonderful musical called State Fair? I do. Gene Crane in those colorful gingham dresses and the Ferris wheel. Gene Crane in those colorful gingham dresses and the judging of the mince pies and Gene Crane and... Well, here's Ralph Flanagan with the Rodgers and Hammerstein medley from State Fair. Let's see, what's this next song? I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time. See, that must go back to about 1920. Who wrote it, Ralph? Do you know?
Well, don't look at me, Bert.
No, you're a little mixed up. You're supposed to answer that when somebody says, who shot President McKinley?
Oh, well, I didn't do that either.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Ralph Flanagan, and you can have him, who could stump any panel of experts. Here he goes, Ralph and the boys playing I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time.
Betty Madigan, what are you going to sing next?
Well, it's a favorite of mine, Bert. I guess it's a favorite of everybody's. It's Too Close for Comfort, a Broadway musical, Mr. Wonderful.
Well, it sounds like a simply Mr. Wonderful idea. All right, Johnny, here we go.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your card when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware, on your guard, take care, while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another, too late to run for cover, he's much too close for comfort now, too close.
You know, I've been wanting to ask you how you developed that wonderful Glenn Miller sound your band has. Were you an arranger for Glenn?
No, I wasn't, Bert. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know Glenn Miller.
You never met him?
No, I never even saw him, except in a movie once.
And that's how you developed your Glenn Miller sound, I see.
Right.
Now, you're a Lullaby of Birdland number. Did you study George Shearing's technique at all?
George Shearing? Who's he?
Ralph, George Shearing is a pianist. He composed Lullaby of Birdland. And his quintet playing the number made it famous.
No kidding. Well, why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
You know something, Ralph? Maybe your way is the right way. Who knows? Here we go. Remember how Ezio Pinza looked at Mary Martin in South Pacific, and then he sang Some Enchanted Evening? Well, here's Ralph Flanagan to refresh your memory. Ralph Flanagan, Betty Madigan, and remember, folks, the next half hour of NBC Bandstand will be on TV as well as radio. TV, radio, same difference. We'll be back.
Dave, this is the NBC Bandstand featuring Ralph Flanagan, the Four Lads, and the gracious host, Bert Parks. And now, here's Ralph Flanagan and Joshua.
We're going to play a medley of wonderful old Cole Porter songs, and we're going to have Miss Betty Madigan join us. Here's a Flanagan medley of Cole Porter favorites.
Mm-hmm. just one of those things. Just one of those crazy things. One of those bells now and then rings. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights. Ooh, one of those nights. Oh, one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So farewell, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great.
Flanagan record for the RCA Victor Company. This is a tune that was written back about 1939. In fact, it won the ASCAP Award for that year, and it was written by a very dear friend of ours, Bob Haggard. We'd like to give you the Flanagan version of What's New. That's the name of the tune we just played.
Okay, then what's old then, huh?
Well, that's the name of the, that's the song we're going to play right now.
What's that?
It's called The Saints Go Marching In.
Oh, I like that one.
You know what we'd like to have you do, Bert? We'd like to have you join us, and Miss Betty Madigan, she's coming right in.
Why, sure.
In fact, you know, I think I better get around this.
All right, now get around.
Let's get a little confused.
All right.
Betty's going to be in the middle.
All right.
We're going to do a little marching. We're going to do a little singing. We'd like to have all you folks at home.
One more time. You go ahead.
Want to try it again?
All right.
I think we should be.
We're going to ask all of you folks here in the studio to do some singing, everybody at home, and all the boys in the band. Let's see how much noise we can make with When the Saints Go.
You can be sure of the noise.
Marching in.
Here we go.
Singing loud enough.
Remember, the show continues full hour on radio over most of these NBC stations. Bert Park saying bye till tomorrow. Ralph Flanagan, ladies and gentlemen. There we are.